After a long time, I'm doing a follow-up video on Russia-Ukraine conflict. So welcome back. Today we are going to look into a new advancement in the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict. On August 6, 2024, Ukraine made a daring move that has caught everyone's eyes. For over 2 years, Ukraine has been on the defensive side, but now they have turned the tables. Ukraine's forces have launched a massive cross-border attack, or you can call it an incursion, on 6th August. They have captured around 1,150 square kilometers of Russian territory in the Kursk region. This area is said to be of strategic importance. Why? Because this region is a transit point for transporting natural gas from the Urengoy gas field in western Siberia to Europe via Ukraine. If you look at the German Chancellor's statement, Olaf Scholz, he said Ukraine did not consult his country about August 6th incursion into Russia. Even the United States Embassy has denied their country's role in Ukraine's incursion. But then one has to be really stupid to believe that Western countries' governments were genuinely not aware of this beforehand. You have to understand that this is also a narrative war. One narrative is that this is a war between Russia and the West, and Ukraine is being used by Western countries. And then the opposite narrative is that Ukraine is the victim against Russian aggression, and West is supporting Ukraine with pure heart. So these are the two narratives, and if you really have some clarity and understanding, and you're not being carried away with all the media propaganda, then you know which one is right and which one is wrong. It is a war between Russia and the West, and Ukraine is the scapegoat. Now let's get back to what is happening now. If you look at this incursion by Ukraine on August 6th, it marks the largest cross-border attack on Russia since World War II. And if you see, it is a significant achievement for Ukraine. This move has shifted the narrative, showing that Ukraine is no longer just defending its borders, but taking the fight right inside Russian territory. On one hand, the West is acting ignorant about Ukraine's move, but deep inside, United States and NATO countries are praising this bold action. They are seeing it as a sign that Ukraine, their child, is much more capable than what they had thought. Now, what is Ukraine trying to do? Ukraine's main goal with this offensive move is to create a buffer zone within Russian territory, an area where they can deploy air defense systems, artillery and infantry. This buffer zone not only puts pressure on Russia, but also serves as a strategic point from which Ukraine can project its power. Just imagine this situation. Russia, which was once in control, now has to deal with an offensive inside its borders. And now we are also hearing in the news that Ukraine has carried out a drone attack in Moscow while continuing to march inside Russia's Kursk region. As per Russian Defense Ministry, these drones were kamikaze drones. Let me also tell you that, apart from Russia, Iran and China, these drones have also been developed by United States, Turkey and Israel. In June 2024, the US government has approved the sale of over 1,000 kamikaze drones to Taiwan, including Switchblade 300 and Altair 600M types. Both these drones have been tested in combat by Ukraine. By the way, the drones that were used in Moscow are UJ-26 Beaver drones. They are produced by a Ukrainian company called UkrJet. Now, an interesting observation would be how a country that is deeply engaged in a war for a couple of years manages to produce such economically demanding weaponry. This is where you have to understand that United States has been providing indirect support to this Ukrainian company through broader aid packages, which is around $55 billion military assistance to Ukraine since February 2022. Now, before we start cheering for Ukraine, there is more than what meets the eye. As any military strategist will tell you, in any war, the most important thing is logistics. It can make you or break you. The big question now is whether Ukraine can sustain this offensive move. Supplying troops with food, fuel, ammunition and medical care is crucial, and doing so inside enemy's territory is a massive challenge. Russia might be slow in response, but they are not sitting idle. Historically, Russia has used its vast territory to its advantage, drawing enemies in and then cutting them off. It is called scorched earth policy. Ukraine has to be careful, as Russia could ambush supply lines by using their special forces and isolate Ukrainian forces in this newly captured area. Now, what is Russia's potential response? Russia could turn this defeat into an opportunity. They might allow Ukraine to advance further into Russian territory, only to trap them later. It's a strategy Russia has used before, in 1812 against Napoleon and in 1941 against Hitler's Nazi Germany. If Ukraine advances too far without securing their supply lines, they could find themselves in a dangerous position. It is a high-stakes game and the outcome is far from certain. Now, what is the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi doing in Ukraine? As you may know, the Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is going to visit Ukraine in a train right after his 2-day trip to Poland. If you remember, this is how Joe Biden went to Ukraine last year. Taking a train is a good option because given the current situation in that region, flying is extremely dangerous. Now you have to understand a very important point, and that is, India currently does not have any peace plan for Russia and Ukraine. So it is not as if the Indian Prime Minister has a solid plan, and that is the reason he is going to Ukraine and say, I have a plan for you, listen to me. It's not like that. And on the same note, I also want to tell you that India is not visiting Russia or Ukraine on anyone's command or order. It is purely doing it on its own. So don't have this misconception that Putin has asked Modi to come to Russia so that he could tell Modi to go to Ukraine after a month. So this kind of funny imagination is not true at all. It is not like that. Now, having said that, one important question that may come in your head is, then why is Modi visiting Ukraine? First of all, it is the first visit for an Indian Prime Minister to Ukraine in 30 years. So that is a very important reason, keep in mind. And the second thing is, when Modi visited Russia in July, of course, without any doubt, they must have discussed about this Ukraine trip as well. However, you also have to understand that even if India discusses with Russia about its future engagement with someone, the Indian diplomacy is not going to spill out all the beans. And then Russia even awarded Indian Prime Minister with their country's highest civilian honor. Western countries and Ukraine will obviously view it in negative light. That is the reason if you see the Indian Prime Minister's visit to Ukraine is nothing but a move to balance India's position of not taking any side and urging Ukraine as well as Russia to resolve the conflict through dialogue. But now what Ukraine has done on August 6th, Zelensky is going to definitely ask Modi to negotiate with Putin on his behalf. Because now Ukraine is holding some Russian territory. Zelensky might use this to push for stronger negotiations. You must have seen before, Ukraine was asking Russia to withdraw from Ukrainian land. Now they have a stronger bargaining chip, that is the Russian territory. When Modi and Zelensky meet, Zelensky will request the Indian Prime Minister to negotiate with Putin on his behalf, potentially brokering a path forward. Now this moment could be pivotal, not only for Ukraine but for the entire world, because this will determine whether or not Russia-Ukraine conflict will come to an end. Even Russia is aware of this. When Prime Minister Modi visited Russia last month in July, do you really think Putin and Modi did not discuss on this angle? Yes, they have. In fact, Putin met Chinese Premier Li Qiang on Wednesday and he looks just fine, as if nothing is happening at his backyard. This is where I believe that Putin knows Modi will visit Ukraine to meet Zelensky. That is why Russia is not as aggressive as it should be. The timing of Modi and Zelensky's meeting is crucial, as it indicates that some peace agreement between Russia and Ukraine might be brokered through India. The coming weeks and months will be critical in determining whether Ukraine can maintain its momentum or if Russia will find a way to turn the tide once again. Things are going to fire up soon. A lot will happen in coming weeks. Stay tuned. I will keep you posted as things progress. I hope you found this video informative. Thank you for watching it.